Sci-Fi Party Line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. Today is me, Kat, and Eric, and we're going to talk about Lost.
All right, let's do it. Let's see. Since we last spoke to Joe, there's been three episodes now. The first being Lighthouse.
Yeah. And then there was Sundown and Dr. Linus. But Lighthouse, Jack has a son.
Yes, in the sideways, the Flash sideways.
So these are sideways. So these are not alternate timelines, because we were really confused as to what these were. They're not alternate timelines. They're not another reality. It is a what-if scenario.
Yeah,
because that's what the what do you call those, the enhanced episodes are saying.
Yes, well, see, you know, obviously I've been reading Joe's blog, and I know she is still quite unsure exactly how we want to classify the Flash sideways, but I tend to feel that it is an alternate time. It's a fork. There was a fork at some point where that reality splintered off from what we had known already. And if I had to bet on it, I would say that fork is the incident, the finale of season 5, when they did whatever they did at the Swan. Well, if I had to bet,
but that would be like a looped fork, right? Because incident of the Swan puts everything back to where the way it would if they've never been on the island, because there's no back to where it would have been or anything, because we've already had a loop back, right? When the
I'm not sure what you're talking about when you say
the physicist guy went back and then he thought his mother killed him, or I'm confused. Let's just drop what I was saying. But how is this a fork and not like a weird
just a fork, because we only have two realities that we're aware of or that have been introduced, and the first is the original that's always been, and the second is this Flash sideways. So there was a fork, or at least that's what I'm saying.
I just don't know why I feel like there's like more than one timeline. I think I'm thinking about the time traveling and I'm getting confused there.
Right but it's until the incident happened, the time traveling was still within the same universe the whole time. So everything we've seen has always been in the same universe, except for these new Flash sideways. And I believe...
So you're differentiating the timelines and universes. Are they the same? Because now I'm confused. So I think they're separate.
No, I'm not differentiating them. They're one and the same. An alternate timeline, it's an alternate universe, whatever you want to call
it. Okay, so they're the same for you. Okay, because I was thinking like a timeline is something you can jump back and forth on in, and it's the same universe.
But
the Flash sideways is something totally, so maybe it's a parallel universe like they would travel to in Sliders.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying. But no, I do not consider it, well, it is a parallel and it isn't, but it's easier just to think of it as a fork. Because
but it's a fork. Okay,
because let me tell you why. Because yes, if you compare the events post 2006 in the original universe and post 2006 in or post 2004 or post landing in LA, if you compare them both in the original world and the Flash sideways, they are obviously different. So you could call that a parallel universe if you want to. But if you go back, let's just say, prior to the incident, so prior 1977. So, if you go to 1975, in either place, whether it's our original world or the Flash sideways, it should be identical. Because They were the same. They were all the same until they got to the fork, and that's where they split apart. But so 1975 would be the same, you know, for either Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack with the sun or Jack without the sun. If they both went back to 1975, they'd both be in the exact same place.
Okay,
exact
same. I get your fork. I get
Oh, my goodness.
I get it. I get it.
and I mean, just to to flash forward to what we learn in Dr. Linus, they verify that what I just said. They made it clear that what I just said is true, that if you go back far enough, both of the worlds link up to before.
Right, because Ben and his dad was on the island at some point, and which is, it is jumping ahead, but I kind of want to deal with the lighthouse first, and then we'll get back to Dr. Linus. Sure. So Jack has a son, and I just thought, like, who's the mom? Who do you think's the mom? Juliet?
Oh, no. I have no idea about the mom. I didn't even.
My theory was that it was Juliet, and then because the mom, aren't they divorced or something? And then maybe we're going to get Juliet as married to Jack, but divorced, playing around with Sawyer at the coffee shop, what she was talking about.
I mean, that's certainly possible, but I didn't even venture to start guessing who his wife could have been. I mean, it could have been his original wife from the accident. It could have been, yeah, very well could have been someone else, but or Juliet, like you say. But I didn't even go there because I was still focusing on other things.
What about Lighthouse for you?
I thought it was awesome, especially because I was so expecting a particular thing to happen at the end, and I was so delighted when I was wrong.
What?
Because when Jack, when he found that his son wasn't at his place, and he was wondering where he was, and then he thought, okay, maybe I'll go look for him at his mom's house. And when he got to his ex-wife's house, and, you know, he was like knocking, no one answered, and he went in, I was thinking, oh no. Because I felt like this is where it's going.
Where?
I thought for sure, and I think the producers kind of had this in mind, because I think they may have been leading some people like me on all the way up, because they played it all the way up until when Jack went into his son's bedroom and was looking around. I was expecting very much to find that his son had committed suicide. I just kept thinking, oh yeah, this is where it's going. And everything they did was just feeding that, and I was like, oh yeah, this is what's on. And I was thinking how terrible it was gonna be, and they really played it up. If you rewatch it, you'll see, like, when he goes into the room, you think that when Jack looks, you think that he kind of like, they make it seem like he's reacting to, like, seeing. I was picturing, like, his son was just, like, hanging there, like how Locke died.
Wow. I just totally did not get that.
And then when it wasn't that, and it was actually the music being laid out, and this, and I was like, oh, yeah, thank goodness. Because I was so prepared to get gutted right there. But it wasn't that at all. And then
it would make sense, too, because he doesn't have a son in our timeline. So for the son to expire, then it would be kind of setting the universe straight.
See, I went with it at the time because I thought, you know, obviously that'll work on a very emotional level if he commits suicide, obviously. But it just worked out in a completely opposite, harmonious way.
Yeah.
Because then to see him, that it was actually the music, and then he was performing, and it was all the, and so it turned into like a very uplifting ending, and I was just like, oh yes, this is why I love this show. Because
where the hell did this lighthouse come from? I mean, we've been on the island for I don't know how long, and they pull a lighthouse out of their grass.
But, you know, there could still be so much undiscovered, you know, this and that on the island. So, I you know, that doesn't bother me that it came out of nowhere.
But how does it work? I mean, have we seen anything this weird before?
Well,
it's practically magic or hoodoo or
yes,
something.
I was going to say, I don't know what we've seen before that was that magical other than the spring, but now I feel like we've seen some other things, like with the episodes that have followed. Now I have more things to add to my list of, like, how the hell does that work?
Right, because, I don't know, it seems like this season, before we could kind of say it was, you know, the time travel made it science fiction, but I don't think it's science fiction per se. It's more, it's getting, becoming more supernatural.
See, well, but it there were definitely hints of it before, though. I mean,
true, but I mean, like, it's heavy this season, right? Like, heavy.
I can't remember who was joking about it, because I read it somewhere on the net, but someone was joking about the smoke creature and how it can judge you, and somehow, like when it judged Ben in a prior season, it can somehow envelop you and show you, like, this is your life, like, in front of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it do that? Like, or I mean, is it in your head? Is it, like, showing? I don't know. But
did it do that?
Yeah, because Ben went down under the temple wall to get judged by the smoke creature, because Notlock took him there at the end of season 5, and then the smoke creature, like, enveloped Ben, and it showed him, like, all his past sins, like, almost like virtual floating windows in the smoke, and it showed, like, Ben, like, his past transgressions.
The smoke creature then just seemed totally different than it does now. I mean, it didn't seem like Man in Black. It just seemed like an entity, and why would an entity need to judge you? Like, only, I guess, godlike, perhaps good guys would want to show you your past sins and forgive you and let you go. Or, you know, it just seems very different than what's going on now with the smoke monster.
Well, the monster's definitely taken on a larger role in recent episodes, but it still does play a bit of a judging role, as far as who it determines to kill or to influence someone else to kill, whether it's in smoke creature form or not. It still seems to decide who should live and who should die.
Yeah, I guess that ties into Sundown. Sundown, wow. To me, this episode was major to me. And you were just kind of like, eh.
No, that's not exactly.
That's not exactly.
No.
Because that's why I was really surprised. I was like, how can you not be excited about this episode?
Because with both Lighthouse and Sundown, with the events that transpired on the island itself, not the Flash Sideways, but with events on the island itself, I felt like both of those episodes were, they're just like connecting episodes. Like, they don't really have a start or a finish. They just connect the episode before to the next episode. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
They're
that,
almost
but,
not.
But I don't know. It seemed like it was a two-parter or whatever. But
right.
To me, it was a major event because you're going from everything being almost the same as it used to be. You know, everybody still in the temple who has always been there. The kids from the plane, they've been there the whole time. There's a higher population. You have a protection there. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's getting killed. Everybody's in upheaval. There's a panic. And to me, it went from, you know, a slow pace of revealing and, you know, a little thigh showing or whatever to full on nudity with just the smoke monster killing everybody, giving everybody an ultimatum, making people choose sides. And it was very intense to me.
No, see, I don't disagree with those things that you just said, because there were definitely major events. It was definitely intense when those things happened. The reason why I feel like those last two episodes were a little bit different for me is because something like the newer episode, Dr. Linus, or the Locke episode earlier, which I don't remember what it's called, but those episodes for me are a little bit more complete in that there's a very tight marriage between what we see in the Flash Sideways to the events on the island. There's a very nice symmetry.
Okay,
there's a very nice bow. So that episode, in a way, can almost stand alone on its own and be like,
well, Saeed kind of had the parallel thing going on.
Well, no, they definitely did, and so did Jack with his son. It's just, I just don't feel like those were as cohesive. No, I mean, they're still good episodes, and like I said, there's definitely important events that came along. I just don't think they just fit together as poetically as those other episodes. And they feel more like you said, like a two-parter, like half of a two-parter or whatever, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's, you know, it, like, the first one...
It was
like,
very serial.
Like, yes, exactly. Thank you. Oh, maybe that's what I was trying to say. This whole very serial where, oh, it just finished. Okay, great. But I have nothing resolved. I have to wait till next episode. And then, oh, great. I'm still not resolved. But at least with certain episodes, we have a little bit of closure, at least for just that story.
Well, yeah, because Dr. Linus, my goodness, that episode was... Just, I cried. I'll have you.
It was very touching, I have to admit. And it has to be, I have to go back and look over it all a lot. But it very well could be my favorite episode thus far, season six.
Why does he have nine lives? Why does he keep getting forgiven? What is it about Ben? He is, quite frankly, a mean bastard. He's a little weaselly type of guy, and he's killed people. He's done all these things. And just because, I guess, he's a believer, he's loyal to a fault, or maybe that's why he keeps getting spared. Or I don't. Why do people keep forgiving him? Why is he still alive?
I don't know. Other
is
than,
he candid?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know, other than perhaps he has so much importance. Because, yes, he's done dastardly things before, but you could say he was just, you know, doing what he felt he had to do to please who he had faith in or who he had decided to follow. You know, maybe for him, or obviously, the means always justify the ends for Ben. And maybe he's still just that important. And, I mean, he's also been one of the smartest characters throughout the show. So that's another thing to his credit.
Well, I think him and the forever young guy?
Richard Alpert.
Richard Alpert, yes. Both he and Locke lost their faith in Jacob. Both of them were having that same conversation in the same episode.
Mm-hmm. And so did Ben now. He lost his faith, Jacob.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Ben and Richard had that same conversation about their lack of faith in Jacob. However, Jack still seems to have faith that there's something going on.
It's actually more that Jack has just finally been starting to come around to become a man of faith, because he was always the most skeptical person forever. And so he's just finally starting to come around. It's those guys who already had their long invested faith who just had it stripped from them more recently. Jack is like more the opposite. And I was rather surprised.
I found that kind of interesting.
Oh yeah. And I was rather surprised too to see Jack really coming around, because I know we all thought, oh great, you know, Jack just fouled everything up when he destroyed the mirrors. But
I thought it was part of the plan.
I didn't really think that, because I took Jacob's word for face value when he appeared to Hurley in the Lighthouse episode, when he told Hurley, oh, it's okay, because, you know, maybe that person I'm trying to bring back to will find another way. So I just took it as, oh, this was Jacob's plan, but it went wrong, but it's okay. I didn't take it as perhaps this was the intention all along.
Well, I thought maybe it was because the Lighthouse came out of nowhere, and maybe the Lighthouse always being there had some property in it that was preventing Widmore from finding the island in the first place, and it being destroyed. Jacob saying he needed somebody to find the island, maybe that was the purpose. And now we see in the last scenes of Dr. Linus that Widmore has found the island.
Yes, indeed he has. But I know it obviously seems obvious that he could be the person that Jacob was referring to.
Who else would it be? That's what I would think all along.
It's the obvious person. And I have to admit, you see, unfortunately I read Joe Pena's blog earlier, so it's hard for me to separate my own ideas from what I've read from hers.
Yeah, I read it too.
But as she suggests as well, yes, it could be Widmore, but it very well could be Desmond is the person who's also trying to find out as well.
Did I miss that?
I'm just saying, it's open.
Desmond, that's pretty good. Penny and Desmond.
Right.
Maybe mainly Desmond.
Right.
Because he's a time traveler.
And or, you know, you could just throw in Juliet for laughs and giggles. But yeah, so I mean, it's still open. I mean, it could be Widmore or it might not be. And just like now, it's starting to become, you know, even more, because now, I mean, we're constantly discovering that people are not necessarily on the side that we thought they were.
Yeah.
And Widmore also falls into that category of, is he really so bad? Is he really so dastardly?
Because we're questioning what Jacob's motives are. Is he good guy? Is he bad guy? We don't really know.
Right, exactly. Although, I tend to think he is rather good. And I think he is the good guy, and Man in Black is the bad guy. But,
yeah, because I guess, you know, Jacob hasn't turned himself into smoke and going around killing people in a temple. So right. I guess, you know, you have a point there.
But having said that, I like Joe Pinionade's new theory, which is all her, not me at all. But how she said that Jacob and Man in Black could be two sides of the same person.
Yeah.
Now see, it wouldn't piss me off, but I had never considered that until I just read that earlier today, and I thought, okay, now this is very much worth pondering, because I had never considered that before. And I could see how that could work.
But it would just be too much. Like, I don't know. It would just be, I would rather it just be good and evil, black and white, than to be one entity. But then, isn't, you know, I guess in itself, good and evil, aren't they like the same thing, just yin and yang?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't. That's just, I don't know. That's just a little too much for me. I would rather it just be two separate entities.
Right. And then also in Dr. Linus, as Joe pointed out as well, but I felt it all the way. All the symmetry in this particular episode that harkened back to so many events in past Lost, it was so good.
Yeah, I like how she said something about the gas mask. Like he killed his father with gas, but then in the sideways he was helping his father change his oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love that. I loved how instead of throwing his daughter, quote unquote daughter, under the bus in sideways, he actually did something selfless and helped her out.
Yes. And I was also very aware myself watching it of the science teacher. I forget his name, but I all I could do was think about him and the Black Rock and how he killed himself with the dynamite at the end.
Isn't
of season.
Isn't that Doc Arts?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Oh, isn't that an interesting name, Doc Arts? But anyway, very Harry Potter. But but I just couldn't stop thinking about that when Richard was with the dynamite in the Black Rock, and that's where he killed himself with the dynamite accidentally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was great. That kind of, oh wow, that stuff just.
But this also feeds us, because I think Joe knows something, and she kind of reveals something to us, because she says something about Richard being on the Black Rock. And I never put that together until this episode. Like, I was like, where is she getting that from? You know, but because, you know, Richards was like, I haven't been here since I first got off of it and blah, blah, blah. And I just really personally didn't ever have any evidence that he and that ship was connected other than her telling me. So maybe she watches it like four times. So.
Right, right. There are hints to that, and I think she references it better in this most recent blog of hers, but I can't cite it without you know, referring back to something. But obviously that prediction, and she's not the only person who's had that prediction, because I've read it, I've seen it many other places around the web about Richard possibly being like a prisoner on board the Black Rocks. I've seen that numerous places around the web. But what she threw in that I wasn't aware of was... because there was an episode in the past where there was the diary of the first officer of the Black Rocks.
Right. And I don't remember that episode.
Yeah,
but...
see, and she theorized that, you know, perhaps that was Richard. Perhaps Richard was the first mate. Perhaps he was imprisoned on his own ship. Who knows? I don't know. But and also the fact that the Black Rocks happens to, you know, we all, it's grounded, like, you know, in the interior of the island, you know, and everyone's always wondering, how did it get there?
Oh yeah, it's like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, and I wondered if that had anything to do with like how the island is flooded now. Oh, in this flash sideways, it's flooded now. I was wondering, I don't know if it had anything to do with that. You know, maybe it was flooded at a prior point in time as well. I really don't know. But going back to magic again, I was rather perplexed by the Jack, you know, being so sure that he couldn't die.
I just think Jack went crazy and he's just like, you know, screw it. None of this makes sense, but in this particular universe, me not being able to die makes sense. So I'm going to test it because, you know, he's like, I'm miserable here. I don't want to be here. I'm tired of this crap. If I die, fine. If not.
No, I didn't take it that way at all.
Really?
I think Jack was very, very sure that he was not going to die. I don't think for a moment he had really any fear that he was going to die. I think he's become a man of conviction now, and for some reason it's just become so clear to him now that he does have some type of purpose, and that, I don't know, somehow he's equated that to invincibility, and I think he was sure of it from the very beginning. And Richard was the doubter.
He was. He was like.
He knew he couldn't kill himself, but he didn't realize that, I guess, this applied to Jack as well. But I was still surprised, though. I mean, just surprised by the magic, because just how does that work? Like, you know, what governs this?
I don't know. It's like, how does Hurley? You can argue that Hurley is crazy in seeing Jacob, but how does that work? You know, how does?
But then that goes to like, in particular. That's like Miles with his ability.
Oh my god, how does he do that? Where does that come from? What is that?
See, and I don't know if these are because there are things that are imparted to them perhaps by Jacob at some point prior,
but we don't know the history on him in that, or right. I forgot.
Well, it definitely has something to do with him
being a baby on the island.
Yes, it definitely has something to do with that, but we don't exactly know more than that. Oh man, who else?
He has the magic, the lighthouse, the smoke monster.
And then like Desmond, what makes him so special? Like going back to when he could foresee Charlie's death, you know, and then when he had those weird like dreams where he would travel in time, like how did he acquire that in the first place? Did it have something to do with when the hatch went supernova?
Yeah, because I thought he blew up and died. It didn't start until after then, right?
That's true. It didn't start until after then. So I don't know. Well, maybe that's what caused it. I don't know. But
because we knew that the particular, I guess, radiation from the hatch that he was trying to save had something to do with time, right? Or
well, it is the same time displacement. It is the same location where the incident takes place. The whole Juliet and it's all the whole same place. So I don't know.
I found it kind of odd that or weird that like Michael, you remember Michael and Walt?
Yes.
Michael went, I guess, kind of evil in the end, and he ended up killing two people at once. And you kind of didn't want him to go evil. And then Saeed kind of does this same thing in his episode where I don't see it how Saeed is evil. I mean, he's tried so hard not to be, and people keep putting him in situations where he has to do things. Mm-hmm. And so he goes evil and he kills two people like Michael. And I don't know. I was kind of sad about that because you can see the goodness in him. But I mean, what?
I know. I was sad about it too. But, and again, maybe I'm gleaming from Jopinionated, one of her past blogs. But I guess it was she who put it this way, that basically our original Saeed died when Saeed, when they all thought he was dead, when he was dead for a couple of minutes before he came back to life.
So it's sort of like a vampire that we're dealing with.
Yeah, like a vampire or like a zombie. I mean, just like...
Not a zombie, because they don't have to eat brains, but...
Yes. But I mean, but a vampire is still the same person, even if they have different motivations.
But eventually the vampirism takes over, and eventually, like, if they get 200 years old, they're still not the same person, and they're more vampire than they are human. You know, when they first start out, they still have a little humanity in them, and they still kind of behave the same way, right? Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, they become more vampire than human, and they, you know, all humanity, and some of them, but most of them, you know, with the exception of Angel and some of these other guys, they, you know, become all vampire and all killer. Right. So that's why I say, you know, they're kind of vampire, because like Claire, like, so it's like, yeah, if they kill Locke, like in the Lost Boys, Corey Haim, may he rest in peace. When they kill the master and all the guys who had turned into vampires, they reverted back. Maybe if we kill Smoke Monster or whatever, all of them revert back. But if they're dead, then maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't even think we can kill Smoke Monster, but...
Jacob died. You could kill him, so...
Yeah, but that was a loophole. And who? Yeah, maybe there's a... Well, okay, actually, Dogen said to Saeed if he could plunge that little sword or large dagger into him before he spoke, supposedly that might have done it, but...
He didn't do it right.
Right.
He let the man speak, then he... So that's
and
funny.
And how that works, I have no idea either.
But I thought it was fun. I don't know. To me, it was like significant. Don't let him speak, and then you can kill him. But once he speaks, it's over. Like, what is that? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And obviously, Saeed had the intention to do it, but I don't know. Either he was incapable, or he was too slow, or maybe he wasn't.
He didn't understand.
Fully committed to it.
Because he
understood the directions, because that's why he lied about it and said that he did do it the correct way when he knew.
Right.
But
I noticed that he lied about it. And then, like, I don't even understand his motivation for just, yes, I'm going to drown you and slit the other guy's throat, Lennon's throat, and then what? Why?
But then, as Joe said as well, but to cite her again, that she feels it may be significant that he killed them both in the dirty pool of water, the dirty spring, there, so that those two could possibly come back as evil versions of themselves, is what.
Well, I think Dogen might come back, but not Lennon. Lennon had his throat slit.
He had his throat, but I just don't think Lennon's done. I mean, I don't know how he's going to come back or what he's going to be, but I just think he's more significant than to just be completely washed away,
so to speak. Oh, man. Oh.
Oh. That was a totally unintentional pun. But, man, I do that a lot.
When the hell is Jin and Son going to be reunited?
Oh, they're going to save that one, because that's got to be huge. That's going to make everybody
I know, but damn it, like, where is he? Like, Claire's gone. Did she tie him up? Can he not move? Why hasn't he, you know, explored? Why are they waiting? We have 9 more episodes. I kind of want that out of the way.
Well, they're saving it. That's going to be one of the more powerful emotional punches.
I'm sick of crying.
And in Sideways verse, I'm still expecting to see Naomi pop up for some reason. Because,
yeah, we saw Kimi.
Because I remember back, like, season 4, I guess? Like, she got killed relatively early in the season, but she just kept coming back and coming, like, in flashbacks and this and that. Or they would show her corpse still there above ground. Like, I was like, my goodness, she's like in more episodes post-death than she is like pre-death. So I used to joke about that all the time back then. And so I'm just waiting for her to come back, because she has, just like with Ethan, I've always laughed. Oh, yeah. Every time they've shown him again from season two onward, I just always chuckle because I just think it's so funny how he's always around. He's always there.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been disappointed yet with any of the episodes.
Oh, definitely have not been disappointed. But there are definitely like ones that I've already said that definitely stand out much more to me and are, you know, really good. Really, really good.
I can really tell that the pace is just speeding up and it feels almost like they're just giving answers left and right. And it just almost feels weird because it's like, oh my God, something was explained. That doesn't feel right. I don't know if I like this because I'm so used to not having answers.
Yeah, it is so fast because especially when they introduced this whole Flash Sideways, which obviously I didn't see coming until this season started. But now that they've opened up that box, I feel like, wow, we could milk another two seasons out of this.
We could.
Easily. But that's where you start jumping the shark. But but it just feels like, what? We only get one season to explore this crazy, complicated world?
I know. And they just started introducing new stuff. And now they're cramming stuff down our throats. And I don't hate it. But the supernatural stuff, to me, it's kind of off-putting because, you know, up until now, this season, you could kind of explain away some things, sort of. You know, because, like, to me, in my mind, until the Smoke Monster judging episode, it could have been anything. It could have been some really clever scientific blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And now with we know about
the Man in Black. Is that how you would want it, though? Some clever science fiction blah, blah?
Well, because they at the beginning were so careful about keeping this mostly in reality.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Smoke Monster was their first episode, I guess, and it towed the line between supernatural and realistic.
Yeah. But would that be as gratifying if we knew it was literally like a smoke machine and mirrors and like sound effects and
I would feel
a computer program?
Yeah, because you can explain that. You know, you can.
Well, I know you can explain it, but to me, it takes a little bit away from it if it was literally just a machine, you know, something
built. Well, it would have been a clever nanomachine that, you know, mixed with.
I mean, it definitely could have been that, but still, we've still had the thing with.
But then, it's a mythical entity that we really can't explain, and what the hell is this? I mean, I don't like the unknown.
Yeah, but I was going to say.
I like to be able to categorize and classify and put my finger on it.
But like I said, we've had the never aging Richard for quite a while now.
And yeah, that could be. Well,
and that's something we've all kind of.
I don't have an answer. I just thought maybe.
And let's not forget, what, episode 2, season 1, when Jack sees the ghost of his father.
Yeah, I guess that blows my
mind. Now, of course, we. You know,
I thought it was just a vision. I didn't think it was actually.
Right. Yeah. Back then, we thought it very well could have been a hallucination, but I guess now it could have been so much more.
Is it still? Because we still don't see his dad running around. I mean, there's no tangible dad. So all this time, he still could have been. Like, I don't understand.
But then, I don't know. Because CSL was a whole other thing. Because Christian, his father, at some point, he became. I mean, wasn't the Man in Black in the form of Christian when he seduced Claire? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then I don't even understand how that happened. One day she's just, I mean, there was no foreshadowing to it. Just one day baby's left alone and she's gone. And why? They never explained it. I never sat well with me. And now she's evil. I mean, you can see how Saeed turned. You can see what kind of understand how Locke happened. You can kind of understand. Is there somebody else? I don't know.
Well,
I just don't get.
I know they had. I know the producers had said they wanted to get Claire back into the mix sooner than they did, but that when they tried to bring her back, I don't know if it was fourth or fifth season, because they wanted to flesh out her story more after she vanished, but she was unavailable, so they weren't able to start addressing her as soon as they wanted to. So I think perhaps they're just playing catch up now because that's
Yeah, but we still haven't seen why, what, how did this happen? I don't think they're going to explain it.
Oh, no.
I don't think they're going to touch it because they had the first episode of this season, she had a whole episode to herself and right. They didn't touch it at all.
I think because if we had got that explanation already, it would probably mess up other surprises. So I think there will be, I feel fairly confident there will be more explanation on what the heck happened to Claire.
Yeah, and what is this about killing, because Kate raised Aaron, she needs to kill her. I mean, I just don't,
She's gone evil.
Yeah, but it still doesn't make sense. At least Saeed makes sense. You know what I'm saying? At least, I don't understand how Locke's body is dead and then you have Locke walking around in different, I don't understand that at all.
Wait, like, what do you mean you don't, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, Locke is dead and then Smoke Monster took on his face, but Smoke Monster can't, Saeed was dead and so Smoke Monster is not Saeed and Saeed kept his own body, but Locke is not Locke.
Yes, but we established earlier that one with Joe's help, we established that once Smoke Monster took on Locke's form, he was trapped in that form.
Did he choose that form? And how? And when did it happen? And what? Why?
Why? Like, because we know the why. The why was because it was part of Smoke Monster's plan to kill Jacob.
Right. So he wanted to use somebody familiar. But
he wanted to use John Locke to sway Ben to commit the act for him.
But didn't Ben know that Locke was not Locke? He did not?
No. He knew Locke was different and he sensed it, but he did not fully understand.
Right. Okay.
Because he was just as appalled when he saw Locke's body. He was absolutely flabbergasted, Ben was.
Okay. I'm remembering things out of order then. Yeah. That's fine. Oh, man, this show, wow, this is going to go down as one of TV's most ridiculous shows ever. I mean, there's nothing like it, is it? Nothing.
Nothing that I'm aware of. Because
I've been trying to care. Reason why I asked you via text was, did you watch Gilligan's Island? Because when this first came out, I thought it was supposed to be like a weird Gilligan's Island remake, and it is so not it, but I've never watched it, so I don't know. It was because it hadn't aired yet, and so I didn't know what to think about it, and it was just like, oh, people stranded on the island, that's Gilligan's Island.
See, I thought they were kind of like inspired by what was more popular back then, the reality show Survivor, and like, hey, let's take that concept and make a drama out of it. Or like, it also very much made me think of the movie Castaway, of course, with Tom Hanks. I thought when Lost first came out, they were trying to draw off that aspect. Because there's so much of it reminded me of Castaway. And actually, there's still a lot of similarities if you think about it.
There's this one movie I saw a very long time ago where this woman and her husband went on vacation and they went to this island. And she got sick or got killed on the island, and the island resurrected her, but she could not leave the island. And her husband had to leave her there and visit her or something, but she couldn't leave the island. And if she left the island, she'd die. That's what this movie reminds me of. I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know when I saw it or who was in it or anything, but it reminds me of that. And I wish I could remember the name of that movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was like a sci-fi original or a weekend made for TV, something or another.
Right, I don't know what that is either, but it definitely just reminds me of just other things, though. I don't know what. I mean, what you described is almost like the pilot for Star Trek: The Original Series, The Cage. I mean, because the girl crash lands with her space scientists. They crash land on the planet, and she's the only survivor. She's disfigured. But
she didn't leave because she was disfigured.
No, she couldn't leave because the big brain dudes, what are they called? Delosians, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
They repaired her, and so she was able to live, but she could never leave the planet. That was the catch, because If she
I thought she couldn't leave the planet because in her original form, nobody would accept her. Not that she was bound to the planet.
Well, she could leave. Yes, she would revert to her.
Yeah, but the powers of what they. But this was that's not the same thing. This lady literally could not leave because if she left, like Rose, if Rose left, oh gosh, Rose and Bernard, they've just lived the whole time. I'm so glad. Where are they?
Oh, they're hanging out on the island still.
Jen. They rescued. They're gonna roll up with Jen.
I'm sure we'll see them again anyway. Oh wait, we've already seen Rose in Flash Sideways, but I'm sure we'll see her again in the original verse. But
oh man, I just hope they don't get to the end and then kill them then, because I would really just the ABC Studios. I have to put a hurting on them.
Wow, this
they last so long.
This recording has gotten so long so far. This is why I feel like we need to like have more frequent Lost discussions, because then we
this
have
is
it
why
so
this
built
is this
up.
Is this is this is what this is.
It's so built up. There's
that
so
that
much
is
ground
why
to
come. I did this today. And that's why you're gonna edit it. Have fun, Eric.
Oh yay.
Yay. Well, I guess we should wrap this up since you're complaining.
I'm not
you know,
complaining.
After
I'm just,
this episode, you
I'm
can
just saying we talk about it more frequently.
We will. That's why we're doing it today. It's just you and I. We'll invite some other people later. You know, maybe get Joe back or whatever. But you know, today it was all about Lost, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Give us a call. Leave comments on scifipartyline.com. Leave us a tweet at scifipartyline. Leave us some comments on iTunes. What else can they do, Eric? I don't know.
Just keep listening. Give us that feedback. I mean, yeah, because definitely we had huge reaction to our last Lost episode.
Yeah.
I hope we keep that going.
Yeah. So, see you guys at the party next time. Bye.
Literally, about 1 hour before we recorded this conversation, we got first word that actor Corey Haim had died. Known for his work in Silver Bullet and The Lost Boys, which Kat mentioned earlier, those from our generation couldn't imagine growing up in the 80s without Corey starring in films. In remembrance of him, I'm going to go ahead and play this episode out with the way I will always remember him. The movie Lucas is timeless, and the trailer begins with this simple caption: "He's an original."
Must be Lucas. I've heard a lot about you.
Really?
You collect insects?
Well, to collect them, you have to kill them. I just look at them.
That's nice.
It's perfect. Your name's Maggie.
Perfect.
You like
them? I do, too. It's nice to know somebody has really heavy thoughts.
If you're so depressed, how come you're eating pizza?
Come on!
I'm a party animal. Not everyone has to be glamorous to have someone fall in love with them, you know.
I wouldn't stick around to see the movie. I'm gonna be looking for you guys afterwards.
It's called the process of natural selection.
Suicide! He's gone out for the football team!
Well, the males who demonstrate physical prowess are the most attractive to the females.
This equipment just doesn't fit.
It's you that don't fit.
What'd you say?
All right, come on.
You heard me? What position?
Prone.
Focus! Focus!
You're big.
You're not cut out for this.
You have no right to stop me.
Lucas, you and I were just friends.
You can't make this quit!
Wonderful you are.
Like the way you're thinking now.
Lucas.